Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance every week to sit down with Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Chris, and thank you, KJN.
Well, we'll start off touching on last week's game. It was a homecoming game there against Greene County. It looked like they were able to spread the ball around a little bit to some different guys using that passing game, being efficient enough to get points on the board that they needed to win. And you looked like you guys struggled a little bit to get that offense going.
Yeah, definitely. I thought our defense, though, as the game went on, played much better. And we're really excited about where they're headed the last two games especially, but especially this Greene County game. Once they got their feet underneath them, our defense really locked them down, so to speak, in the second half. Offensively, yeah, we got down in the red zone again. Either shot ourselves in the foot with penalties or turned the ball over down there. So really critical this week that we put points on the board in the red zone.
Yeah, I guess the last couple of games you maybe have had that issue where you've gotten close and I guess a number of games this year maybe where you would like to see the score go the other way. You've had opportunities and move the ball has not always been the problem. It's just capping off those drives and making sure that you make them count.
Definitely. And you got to give a little credit to their defense, too. You know, Greene County is a top 10 team. I think they came in at somewhere between 7th and 4th, depending on what poll. But, they're good. And when they got down on the red zone, they really clamped things down. But for us, we just need to focus a little bit more and execute a little bit better. And I think we can, put some points on the board in the red zone.
Well, you turn your attention now here to a couple of games left on the schedule. You've got teams that are pretty familiar here from the area, at least, as far as other sports are concerned as well, Shenandoah and then Red Oak. The Shenandoah team has had some struggles throughout the season, but they do have a number of guys. You look up and down the roster, names that you're familiar with that have played here these past few years, including their quarterback, Kyle Servine. What are you seeing here from the Mustangs?
Well, he's the real concern as their quarterback. He's kind of that dual-threat quarterback, again, where he can pass the ball down the field and he can also run. He probably scares us more running than he does actually passing, but he does both well. So defensively, this year that's kind of been a struggle for us. However, our defense is coming around, so we're excited to see that matchup. Offensively, we've got to do what we do, and that's run the football first. But when we do have chances to put points on the board, we've got to connect. Last week we missed a couple guys deep, underthrown balls. If we can get that ball up over top, good things are going to happen for us. So it's really kind of the same game plan for us, but our defense is really going to have a lot of pressure on them.
Well, and you talked about watching your defense improve maybe just throughout the game there a little bit last week. I guess what things are standing out to you as far as making that better? Is it just executing when guys have a chance to make a play?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of that. We've shuffled a lot of guys in and out of the lineup trying to find guys in the right spot. Out of our 11 guys on defense, I think 9 of them are juniors. So we've been kind of mixing and matching, trying to figure out, hey, where's this kid fit best in our system? I think we're settled in on that now, and now those guys can go out and just play. We're just lining up, playing our base defense, and we're seeing guys, really becoming more comfortable with their positions and making plays defensively.
Well, I think that's something, too, that maybe can be a little bit overlooked. There are some guys you have on your team that that they're just the kind of athlete that can go out there and pretty much, play anywhere. They can fly around and move around. For other guys, maybe it's they need to be a little bit more focused, knowing what a certain position does. I've experienced that myself. Sometimes guys just fit a spot better or feel more comfortable there, and that's part of what you're doing there, trying to figure out where that is for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. And out of your 11 guys, it might only be 4 or 5 guys that you're trying to really figure out. They can play, they can make plays, but what's going to be the actual position that they can really excel at? And we switch guys in and out, just trying to give guys some experience and also trying to figure out, hey, where can this kid fit the best in our defense and start making plays? And now the last 2 weeks, granted, we've played really stiff competition, but our defense, we haven't moved a lot of guys in and out, and they've just kind of settled in, and now they're starting to play defense.
Well, when you match up here against this Shenandoah team, you already talked about obviously paying attention to the quarterback, being run sound, I'm sure, on the edges is going to be important and try to keep that contained. What other strategies out there, I guess, you need to be good at here against this Mustang team?
Well, you know, we've, you know, our quarterback has had some troubles throwing the ball down the field the last couple of weeks. And part of that's, like I said before, the defense that he was playing and just getting that much penetration from our offensive line. But this week we're going to try and put him in the shotgun a little bit more. Not only just throwing it, but also running it. We're making a real, you know, a real important phase of that is getting in the shotgun and running the football. So we'll still hand it off to Tyler Moen quite a bit, but we also want to play action off of that shotgun and, you know, backing him up and standing him up back there, you know, gives him a little bit more time, and B, he can survey the field a little bit better as well than under center. So we're trying to help him out. I think, you know, this week in practice, it's been good for him and good for our football team.
Well, and you look at the Mustangs defense, so what kind of schemes are they going to throw at you there?
Well, I think they're going to come out and do the same thing the teams have been doing to us all year and put 9-10 guys in the box. So it's critical that we can, you know, now maybe spread some teams out and try to throw the ball down the field a little bit more effectively. And so that's going to be our key offensively.
Yeah, I know you've been trying to, you know, figure out some different things to maybe get some more guys involved and figure out, you know, what's going to keep the defense off balance a little bit. You mentioned, you know, sometimes it's just running out of different sets, maybe the same play a lot of the times, but just trying to keep that defense a different look. And obviously you have to be able to balance that to have some success.
Definitely. And, you know, just lining up in the shotgun's a different look for us. I don't think we'll be in there exclusively, but it's going to give the defense a different look. Our run plays are the same. They'll look much different out of the shotgun, but for our offensive line, everything stays the same. Their assignments blocking and as well as in pass protection will be the same. So it's easy on those five guys. They can get out there and try to get something done in the run game a little bit as well. So I think it's been looking pretty good at practice. So it's not a wholesale change offensively at all. It's just, hey, we're running the same plays out of the shotgun formation.
Well, and if someone's just maybe a casual observer from the outside, you know, watching scores each week, you may look at it and be frustrated. But at the same time, I think when you've played some of these tough teams here in the district, especially these last couple of weeks, you know, they're games where you have been competitive. It's not that, you know, you guys stepped out on the field and got run off the field or blown out or anything. You're right there just making a couple plays to make the game different. And that has to make you feel confident, I guess, going forward, that, and to know that you've been battle-tested and been competitive at times and now have an opportunity to try to finish off strong.
Yeah, that's a big deal for us. You know, last game in the Trojan Bowl as we know it, so we've built that up. But also, you know, just what you just mentioned, the last two teams that are both top 10 teams that we've played, you know, on paper, we've had the best scores against them. So that's something that we can take away, but we certainly want to be better. You know, there's missed opportunities out there, and, you know, we want to capitalize on those moving forward.
Well, and the team attitude has been good for you all season long. Has that continued this week?
Definitely, and I attribute that to our seniors. We got a nice senior class of leaders that, you know, not everybody necessarily participates as far as a starter on offense or defense, but a lot of our seniors are on special teams, and they take that to heart. They've had a good week of practice. They've run the scout team for us quite a bit, and, you know, this might have been one of our better weeks of practice all year, so that's a positive.
Well, and as you mentioned, this last game before some changes are made here at the Trojan Bowl, so I guess, you know, kind of sentimental to some people if they want to come out and support the squad. Obviously, you'd love to see a great crowd there. I know the athletics department is trying to get as many former players to come back as they can to support the guys, and then going to do a little something special afterwards to take a big group photo. So, you know, just a little something extra, I guess, to keep in the back of the mind and, you know, part of that Trojan pride.
Definitely, and that's the message that we try to portray to our kids. You know, being a former alum myself, I know I'm kind of in those guys' shoes. You know, I can remember when I was 17, I probably wasn't thinking about some of those things. But that's that was kind of the message last night of, hey, you know, it's not going to be that big of a deal to you right now, but, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, and then each year after that, it just becomes a bigger deal of, you know, playing in the Trojan Bowl and being a Trojan. So I think our guys are embracing it, and they look forward to playing Friday.
Well, it should be a lot of fun, a good matchup here for you this week, and hope the guys can go out there and get it done. We hope a good crowd is out there for that final game before those changes are made there at the Trojan Bowl. Coach, we appreciate you taking time to talk about your team.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and thanks, KJN.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Football Coach Mike McDermott. That's another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.